8 provinces in Canada cover the cost of prostate-specific antigen testing for men, and Ontario is not one of them. On Monday morning, Niagara Falls MPP Wayne Gates held a press conference at Queen's Park to reintroduce a motion he has previously brought to the table in 2019, 2020, and 2023, one that advocates for testing to be covered by OHIP for early detection of prostate cancer when referred by a healthcare provider. September is Prostate Cancer Awareness Month, and Gates is calling on the government to pass his motion. "This is about coming together and saving lives," Gates said during the press conference, which also included remarks from others who support his cause. "This year alone, it is estimated that 5,000 men will lose their lives to this devastating disease. But we also know that when prostate cancer is detected early, nearly 100% of men with the disease will survive 5 years or longer. Prostate cancer is the most commonly diagnosed cancer among Canadian men and has disproportionate impacts among Black men, including those of African or Caribbean ancestry, and those with a family history. Anthony Henry, president of the Walnut Foundation, is part of this demographic and shared his support for Gates' effort on Monday, explaining he is one of 4 men in his family who have been diagnosed. His father did not get the PSA test and his disease was discovered at an advanced stage. The Walnut Foundation advocates for early screening to reduce deaths from prostate cancer. When Black men are twice as likely to die from prostate cancer, we must be a part of the conversation on this disease," he said. Dr. Stuart Edmonds spoke on behalf of the Canadian Cancer Society. "As the burden of cancer grows in Ontario, we need the government to embrace common-sense solutions that benefit people with cancer, with a nearly 100% survival rate if prostate cancer is found early," said Edmonds, noting that passing legislation would be great for the government's budget since finding cancer early when it is easier to treat reduces healthcare costs. Dr. Anthony Dixon, an emergency room physician in Chatham, Kent, has been diagnosed with prostate cancer. He referred to a patient he examined who was complaining about back pain. "It ended up being a result of undiagnosed prostate cancer, and the man wept when he delivered him this news. The only difference between my story and his story is that 4 years ago I had $40 in my back pocket," said Dixon, referring to the cost of a PSA test. As an emergency physician, Dixon said he has advocated for improvements in healthcare many times during his professional career. "Since being diagnosed with prostate cancer, none has become so important as advocating for prostate cancer screening to be covered as part of the Ontario Health Insurance Program," he said. Pete Ward, the husband of Burlington Mayor Marianne Mead Ward, also shared his story, saying he almost didn't take the test when his doctor offered him one. "By the time I got my test results, my numbers were off the charts, which reduced my treatment options and plunged me and my family into 10 months of hell and uncertainty," he said, adding he was asymptomatic and that the cost of a test shouldn't be a barrier for men. In 2024, an estimated 27,900 men in Canada, and 10,500 men in Ontario, are expected to be diagnosed with prostate cancer and 5,000 men are expected to die of the disease, reads a news release from Gates' office. "This is a common-sense, simple solution that will save our province millions of dollars, and more importantly, save lives," said Gates. "Let's come together across party lines and do the right thing by passing this motion. I'm calling on the government and all parties to come together in support."